haven't won all the battles. Give you an example, there are lots of people, students and others, who still suffer badly. So campaigning against homophobia in schools, really important for us, priority. In sport, really important. I've been able to announce today that we would bring in a pardon for gay men over 16 who were guilty of consensual sex under the old law, so that not just Alan Turing gets that benefit. And we also have to, I hope, get people's support for making sure that we keep the rights in the future. The battle at the next election will be whether we keep the Human Rights Convention in British law. Unless we do, things like the change to make homosexuality legal in Northern Ireland, which came from somebody campaigning against their government, won't be delivered, and we won't be able to go around the world campaigning for things like gay rights in Uganda unless we absolutely defend that at home. So if you want to defend the Human Rights Act and be consistent, then a liberal place is a good place to be.
And Simon, you said you got this pardon today, did you?
We
announced it today.
The announcement. I've been working for a year since the Alan Turing royal pardon to see if we could get a government agreement that we could have a pardon for the other people. We are still hoping to deliver it as a coalition before the election, but we, I've persuaded colleagues, have made a commitment, it will be in our manifesto, that there will be a pardon for all those over 16 guilty of what is now not an offence.
But was then.
But was then.